I think when I went into publishing, it seemed to be an environment where there was more opportunity to flourish and where people were interested in the sorts of things that I was interested in. But it was a completely different world. You know, the personal assistants were all from the class that went to coming out balls, what they called. And, you know, through that season, they'd arrived late and exhausted, you know, because they'd been out at one of those events the night before. So it was absolutely fascinating. And everybody was terribly nice. I think everybody was terribly nice. But it was very hierarchical, you know, the men in the post room and there was a tea trolley. It was really, I see it as a sort of vignette into another age, really, an earlier age. And the critical shift there was when we moved from Grosvenor Street, which is where this all happened, to Harlow, and the sale of Longman to Pearson, and the retirement of Mark and in due course the other people of that age group. And once we got to Harlow, the company started to professionalise. It was a completely different world, you know, the hierarchy was all there in Grosvenor Street with the boardroom and, you know, we were in the sort of back of the building, all sort of hugger-mugger, and then if you ever got up to the upper floors, you know, where the people had rooms, and decoration, pictures on the wall, sort of things like that. And then when you moved to Harlow, you know, all that went, all the floors were broadly comparable, there was a bar, everybody went down to the bar at lunchtime, and the whole hierarchy was broken down, and Mark Longman had left. So I think it just was the move, the change of ownership, the environment makes a huge difference to hierarchies. It's very difficult to be hierarchical if you're all standing at the same bar. So I think that was the beginning of the change of the company.